Hello and welcome back to Liz Quake. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So this is sort of a weird arrangement. I'm not sure if everyone can hear you, Daniela. Will you say some more words? Can you hear me? How's this working?
Huh?
How's it working? Can you hear me?
I can hear you specifically, and I hope that the rest of the people in the world in the Medford-Tubbsville area can hear me as well. We're actually, you know, trying to adapt to this whole remote thing.
Have you guys heard of it's like a little thing, what's it called? Oh, it's the global pandemic. We're having one of those, right?
Yeah, we're having one of those, and everything's like socially distant, which I don't even really know what that means. I'm just kidding. I know what that means, for the record.
We're in fact so socially distant, we're in different buildings right now.
We're in completely different corners of the city.
So yeah, so for everyone who is listening at home, all nine of you, Daniela is at her home, and I'm inside the studio, and the next week we are going to flip. So there might be some audio things, might be a little weird, but, you know, we're giving it our best.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't sound like you're just having a conversation to yourself. But even if it did, that'd be hilarious.
That's showbiz, baby. So who really knows? So, okay, why don't we get these things out of the way, right? So WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you want to just do a... Here, wait, I'll send you a picture of the PSA and you can read it.
There you go. I'm excited for that. We'll do that at the midway through the hour.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, perfect.
So yeah, things are a little weird right now, Daniela. How are things going on your end?
They're going okay. I wish I was there with you, but that is all right. I am missing the environment of the studio and all the fun things that come with that, but I know that we're going to still listen to some jams and still talk some stuff like Ben and I usually do during this time. And you all are going to have to put up with our antics yet again another year later. And we appreciate and love you for that.
So I think some of our longtime listeners might be hearing something kind of weird, like maybe the absence of something.
Oh, the absence of a person?
Yeah. Biggest quitter on this campus, as he's known.
The biggest quitter. Oh, my goodness.
And that would be my housemate, Chris.
Yeah. You know, que lastima, as some might say. that means what a shame in Spanish, in case for those who don't know.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, you never know.
You do not know. That's fair.
But yeah, it's a royal big shame. I don't even know if that's a saying, but it is. I'm going to make it a saying.
I like it. Danielle, would you like to do me the honor of introducing the next thing we're going to hear?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it, why you picked it.
Mm-hmm. So I picked a new song from Sylvan Esso's recently released album called Free. This one's called Rooftop Dancing. We've been spending a lot of time on rooftops recently, and it's a fun little positive song. I don't know, it gets me going. I think it's one of the best ones in the album. I think the album itself is kind of not bad. It's safe, but, you know, it's not bad. Anyways, hope you all enjoy this one.
Look at, I can see everything. shining everywhere. Moonlight's bright and the keys don't care. Me and me at the street are gonna take you there. Take you rooftop dancing.
All right, welcome back. So,
welcome.
Oh wait,
back.
Hold on. these technical difficulties. I'm serious. Okay. All right, talk. Uh-oh. Hold on. Shoot. All right, try again.
I'm trying to tell everyone that Ben is trying to silence me.
This time I'm not. Usually I am. But truly, I'm just incompetent. Yeah, so some of the songs you just heard were Magic by, Window by Magic Giant, Rooftop Dancing by Sylvan Esso, and Bumberland by AJR. And now you can hear, hopefully...
Oh, Monte Carlo by Remy Wolf.
That will be
that's our next one. Are we gonna...
No, we should chit-chat, right?
Yeah, we should chit-chat. Why not?
If you were a viewer at home, will you text me and let me know if you can hear Daniela?
Yes. If you hear me, that'd be great. If you can't and you just hear Ben talking to himself, then I don't know.
I don't know. Like our Facebook page or something, which we don't have.
Which we don't have.
We'll start that.
We should. We don't have even a logo.
If we were to make a logo, which I could do right now.
No, yours was bad last time, no offense.
Okay, why didn't you like it?
It's because I think I didn't like the quake. It looked kind of weird.
Okay.
The quake looked too,
I have a new logo design. I have a new idea.
Okay, so I think people can hear us. I think we're all good in that department, but...
That's good.
Anyways, logo design.
Yeah, start talking about it. I'm gonna get working while you talk.
Well, okay, so
I just got that young Photoshop up.
My only critique of it last time was the quake was a little too dramatic, and the best part of it was the Miami, which Miami is no longer with us. Not because he just quit, because Chris is a quitter. We love Chris, but...
I don't even feel confident saying that anymore. I'm over him.
That's too funny. Okay, well, Ben, let us know how that's going to turn up. Hopefully...
Wait, I have such a good idea. Here, wait. Oh my goodness. I want you to describe it while I'm making it.
Okay, I will. I will describe it to the public. Okay, I see the state of Illinois in blue.
Okay.
and honestly, why is it quake? It should be like blizzard fire, because my whole state is in flames.
I feel like we already submitted the name of the show.
I mean, we did. But remember how our first show, we never stuck with our name? We changed it every day.
Every day.
Okay, so now I see the state of California superimposed onto the state of Illinois. Wait, it's... There you go. It's smaller, which is rude, because it's just... There you go. The size still doesn't add up, but that's okay.
Okay, how do we like the logo so far?
So, basically, what I want the listeners to know is that Ben should never include Photoshop on his resume as skills.
I literally do.
Yeah, I really don't think you can. Don't think you have the authority to say so. Okay. Now we're googling flames.
To make it go faster.
Anyways.
You know, it's like a thing. When you put flames on a car, it goes faster.
Oh. Haha.
Alright. Should we play a song?
Yeah, let's just play a song.
Is that what the people want?
I think that's what the people want. Not of our weird banter.
All right. Anyway. Well, I'll get a song up. Why don't we do that?
Just play it up.
Neighborhood like real slow. Hey, yeah. I love Lucy, I'm Ricky Ricardo. Hey, yeah. Hey, I'm Mary Mimi in the end zone. Hey, yeah. I think I'm gonna run a Monte Carlo. Hey, yeah. Drive around the neighborhood like real slow. Hey, yeah. I love Lucy, I'm Ricky Ricardo. Hey, yeah. Hey, I'm Mary Mimi in the end zone. Hey, hey. Been 2 months since I hit the mic, I got away. And it feels like I just won the lottery. Slap my...
And we're back.
And we are.
We are back. All right. So, hope you all like that small little song. just a small song. But my friend actually posted that song on her, like, Instagram story. And I was like, what is this? You need to tell me. And I did the whole, like, Googling the lyrics thing, and that did not come up. Do a lot of people do that, which they find a song and they try to Google the lyrics and then like the weirdest, randomest things come up?
I think yes. Definitely. Okay. For me, like, the part that I have happen just all the time is I'll try to look up like the cadence of the sound of the song.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Which, like,
yes,
would never work. That should never
be. I wish there was something where it's like you can hum into your phone.
Ugh, that's an invention right there.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. Oh, sorry, yeah?
No, I'm just saying, like, Amazon, get on that. I feel like that would be an Alexa feature.
I do not trust those robots in my house. There, I said
okay.
it.
Okay, so more and more, I have become distrustful. But, I mean,
I just don't like it that Bezos is at the helm.
I mean, you're right. But the thing is I ask myself, if Jeff Bezos has any remote interest in my life, then good for him. He should listen in. You know? But I know that's not the case. It's more of just, like, user data. But none of that is interesting to all of you. So we're going to move on.
Well, I was thinking, okay. So I think Jeff Bezos is a very interesting character because, like, I guess here's the thing, right? Like, he is so fantastically wealthy and also so fantastically disliked. So how could he turn from being so disliked to being well-liked? And I think one way to do that is if people would just, like, randomly DM him on, like, Instagram, if he would just Venmo them $80. Think about that. That is such a small amount of money to someone like Jeff Bezos, but to everyone else, that'd be like a week changing worth of money.
I mean,
or a
month
changing worth of money. Just get like 80 random bucks on Venmo from Jeff Bezos. Like, that's a whole, like, that is a story, you know?
So
if he did that and
I'm,
changed nothing else, people would like him.
So what I'm hearing is that you're now going to put your Cash App or Venmo in your Instagram bio, just the hope that one day Jeff Bezos wakes up in the morning and is like, you know what, I want to do several small acts of, I don't know, of good deeds, and I'm going to give Ben Michelle $80.
All I'm saying is that I have a friend who asked Jeff Bezos for money, and he, like, didn't respond. But if he just did that, everyone would start liking him so much more, and it would be literally insignificant amounts of money for him to do that. If he Venmo'd me $5,000, he wouldn't notice, but I would.
I mean, you're right. But the thing is that I feel like that'd be somewhat chaotic. I mean, like, I'm just curious to see how that would play out. I mean,
literally one way to find out, and we're not going to ever know.
No. No. You got a song for us?
I sure do. I'm gonna. All right. I'll get it running.
Okay. Do you want to introduce it?
No.
Okay. We're not gonna introduce it then. Because I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. Race through sound check just to meet you on your back. Out and drive through the night to your sisters. You could fall. And we're back.
And we are.
Okay, but we are.
All right. So?
You know what time it is?
Is it party time?
I mean, not yet.
Oh, it's you mean 9:29 and 15 seconds?
Yes. Yes. It's PSA time.
Oh, yeah, let's do that instead.
Well, yeah, we have to. So, all right. Ben sent me, he picked a random PSA and sent it to me via text.
I have not read it.
He has not read it, but I'm going to right now without having read it before. And what it says is winter help PSA. I'm like one of those kids that gets super nervous and doesn't read outside in class. Okay, so one of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flus, and other transmissible diseases like the novel coronavirus.
I've heard of that one.
Is to wash your... Wow, I thought I added that, but apparently it was already written in there. is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or before eating. Poorly written. Especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs. And then touches their eyes, nose, and mouth. It just felt like I was mansplained. how germs are spread, but that's okay. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep. No to both on my end.
Yeah, for real.
Which, along with exercise, don't know Oof. Her. And stress reduction. I'm sorry, who? helps you keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Withstand, interesting. Prevent, probably better. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick, too. Yes, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. Wear your mask. And we all say it together with me, wear your mask. If possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you are sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. Yes, what a concept.
Cover
your nose, too.
Why is...
This has been a public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational.
Educational. Radio. That is our job. We are here to educate the masses, teach them a thing or two.
Or two, or three.
I don't... Let's not shoot for the stars. Is that a tall order? Yeah, it's a tall order. I feel like, call in if you've learned something on this episode thus far.
Yes, yes, yes. Please, 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 please call in. That's 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Do I feel like I'm selling OxyClean? Yes, on an infomercial.
And are we also, as a side gig, selling OxyClean?
Maybe.
We might be. If you're interested, call in, let us know.
Yes.
And we will see where we can find OxyClean.
915-9636.
So yeah, just to recap, if you're going to call in, tell us a thing you've learned thus far on this episode. And also, if you like or don't like OxyClean and why.
Or if you don't like or like us. I'm just kidding. Don't say that.
Call in if you don't like us also.
You're going to make me cry on air, which will be a first.
So, yeah. So, I guess moving forth, you know, while we're waiting for these calls to start pouring in, we thought that the one thing that I've heard that Tufts students are missing other than social interaction is parties. And obviously, yes. We cannot condone a party by any means at all whatsoever.
And we aren't.
And we actually, for real, are not. Yeah.
No.
But
we are not.
We do.
Doesn't mean we can't bring the party to you all socially distant with some great jams.
So
that I definitely do parentheses not miss.
So we're going to play what we consider to be a classic party song. And we urge you at home listening to not sing along because that is not allowed at Tufts. But you may close-mouthed hum to your heart's content.
Yeah, maybe not even that. Just sing in your head.
Well, I hear gospel choir, that class, is doing humming.
Interesting.
So I feel confident saying you're allowed to hum. In fact, we encourage that. But that's it.
Sure.
nothing more. So we'll take it away here.
Take it away.
All I do. Oh,
And we're back again.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. We're back.
So I hope you all didn't enjoy that song, the Heads Will Roll A-Track remix. I'm just kidding. That is only second to, what's that song called? Mr. Brightside.
Oh, that's how I'll end the show.
No, please don't. Can I run? Okay. I feel like any POC runs the opposite direction when they hear that song come on, because I don't even need to explain anymore.
Wait, isn't there like a whole, isn't there like a whole thing with that? Like, not, maybe not that song, but that album. Like, doesn't, yeah. Isn't Mr. Brightside like kind of dark actually?
I think so. I used to be super angsty, believe it or not. And I used to love the Killers, like, absolutely. So, you know, has anything changed? No, that's not my love. That's my housemate, actually.
Laughing at you?
Yeah, it's my housemate. I'm on air right now. So, first radio show of the season. Anyways, but yeah, super angsty. Has anything changed? No.
No.
But
nothing.
Yes. Anyways, I apologize in advance for, or afterwards for that song and the A-Track remix, but hope you all enjoyed it regardless.
Are you ready for our next song?
I don't think they're ready for the
Danielle,
next
song. What are your
song.
Thoughts on this next song?
Which one? I don't even remember what. Oh, this is controversial. I don't like this song. The only reason why we're playing it is because I am not physically there with Ben to literally rip the computer out of his hand, so...
Why do you hate it so much?
It's because it reminds me of a time that was lost.
Should we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, talk about it, you. And then I'll talk about... I just think the song's very annoying, but that's just me also, so...
Okay, so... This song, as you might have heard in the, you know, in the bottom of the track here, it is in fact a pretty low key song, kind of underground, made by this artist that I don't know. I feel like not that many people know about. It's called Dance Monkey, and and this song,
for some odd reason,
this song
always reminds me of Santi.
I think that this song, in a lot of ways, is truly the Spanish national anthem.
I
didn't
actually,
hear
no,
even
Dusa,
one time.
Dusa was the is the Spanish national anthem.
Yeah, I didn't even a single time hear the real Spanish national anthem when I was abroad, but I heard this song more than once a day. In all situations, I heard this in nice restaurants. I heard this at bars. I heard this in school. I heard this in documentaries. Like, this song was pervasive.
Quite.
Everywhere,
quite.
Really. And
couldn't run from it. And I think that was my hardest thing.
You could run?
I could not run.
You could
run,
from this from song this. Less well than you could run from the virus. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
And maybe, I guess, without further ado.
Yes, if you could always just, like, come back to the show in like 5 minutes, but yeah.
Come back in 3 minutes and 26 seconds. So I guess the thing is that I didn't get a single phone call, Daniela.
Wow, that's kind of upsetting.
How many fake listeners do we have?
I don't know. Tell us how many fake listeners we have.
11. 11 fake
11
listeners.
11 fake listeners. Fake, all of you. You better be calling. If you know me, I sent you the number. I sent it to all of my friends, which is a total of like 5. But that is okay.
Yeah, all 5 of you owe us a freaking explanation. All right, well, call us in. Let us know about that OxyClean. And here we go.
Every time. we did play Cooks already.
Okay, so, hold on, Daniela. I need to plug you in.
All right,
you are in. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone.
Was that song as good for y'all as it was for us when we were in Madrid?
Use I statements. just kidding. Yeah, I hope all of you guys were okay with that.
So, but, yeah, I don't know. I feel like that song is a very confusing song for me.
I don't know. I try not. The music video is even worse. It's like this person in, like, a old man suit. Like, running around doing weird things.
It makes me laugh, though. And is that the point?
No. It does not make me laugh. It's a cheap laughter. I don't know.
If you were going to make a music video, though, wouldn't that be a funny one to do?
Sure. You know, I'm not gonna say no. But yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, well, if you're not going to support this music video, then you're not going to support me. Then I'm just going to have to drown you out with another song.
No. Okay, well, what are we going to play next here, Ben?
This is a song by Mike Posner.
No. Please don't. I'm afraid.
Do you know it? No, it's like a really different vibe than I feel like the stuff he's popular for. Do you hear it? Okay. Can you hear it a little bit?
No, I don't hear it, but I trust you, I guess.
All right, let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens.
I went down to Georgia looking for the one. I even checked in New York City. I didn't have no luck. So I'm going to SC where all you pretty girls are hiding. I got my old school Chevy in my Labrador at the down of the liquor store.
Sometimes I'm a cheap queen. I can be what you like, and I can be bad sometimes. saw to see my face.
How do they do it?
That's good love.
Good love.
And it ain't no big ballin' when it's fake friends you're calling.
I can be good sometimes. I'm a cheap queen. I can be what you like. And I can be bad sometimes. I'm a real queen. I can make grown men cry. I can be good sometimes. I'm a cheap queen. I can make grown men cry.
I can be good sometimes. I'm a cheap queen. I can be what you like. And I can be bad sometimes. I'm a real queen. I can make grown men cry. I can be good sometimes. I'm a cheap queen. I can be what you like. And I can be bad sometimes. I'm a real queen. I can make grown men cry.
Green. And we're back with more conviction this time.
This is it. We are here. So how was it? You know, we had some nice phone calls while we were playing the music. We
definitely had phone calls.
A lot of fans had a lot to say
so
to us.
So many fans.
You know, what was your favorite thing they said to us?
My favorite thing was honestly nothing at all, because we didn't hear anything at all. And I promised you guys all that I would cry over, I'm just kidding, though. Actually, no, I said that if you guys told us that you didn't like us, I would cry, so.
So, still, silence still is rejection, but.
Anyways.
Well, I guess I should let you guys know one last time that you, in fact, in this unstable world full of craziness, truly are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
With conviction.
Sorry.
We are back and better than ever.
Better than ever with an asterisk. But you know what? That's okay.
That's okay. And you know what? Let's set some goals for this next season that we have. One of my goals is to be able to do the station ID without reading it off that page on that wall.
One of my goals is to not cringe at the idea of my voice over the airwaves. So.
I just always think
or
about...
Or be super awkward. So.
Well, we both can dream.
Yeah, we both can dream.
So you want to talk a little bit about this next thing we're going to play?
Yeah, this is like so typical college radio, but I'm not mad about it, and neither is Ben. And when are we ever on the same wavelength when it comes to vibes? I think rule number one is we have no vibes on this show.
There are vibes, and they last for the duration of one song, and then the next thing hits you like a truck.
Yep, pretty much. That's why you gotta keep up.
Gotta keep up. Gotta get that foot on that accelerator pedal, and with that...
Yeah.
We'll let you off to the sweet dreamland with our final song, and then I guess someone else will take over. So have a good night, and we'll see you next week where Danielle is in the studio.
Yeah. Catch us there. Bye.
So you're still thinking of me just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this.